You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.
Well, hi, DK. I'm Pukul Rana of the British Council and currently managing the Reach Out project, which is an intercultural dialogue project engaging youth from approximately 11 countries from Middle East, North Africa and the UK.
Okay, so tell us a bit about the British Council, if you will, so give us a contextual, and why they have developed Reach Out project as well.
Well, the British Council is the cultural organ arm of the British government, I suppose, in some respects, but we're a charity, so we have no political bias, as it were. We're trying to remain politically neutral, and our role is to create mutual links between countries around the world and for the UK. And we do that through various programs such as education, development work, our science work, arts, music, etc. So we try and bring an element of what's best about the UK to other countries and try and support their own development, but also take some of that back and bring that back to the UK in order to develop our own society and its understanding of the world around us.
Okay, and tell us why the British Council, what were the aims behind Reach Out project then?
Okay, well, the Reach Out project initially started as the British Council were asked to get involved in the World Summit on Information Society back in 2005. I was asked to find a youth angle, create a sustainable network, but also specifically focusing on Muslim countries. Now, on this occasion, it was North Africa and the Middle East. So for 3 months, I worked specifically on North Africa, Middle East, and the UK, and that essentially was going to be it for the Reach Out project, building this group and getting them to come and discuss some of their issues, concerns, and possible solutions for civil society issues. But after the World Summit on Information Society, the Foreign and Commonwealth Office embassy out there in Tunisia, where the World Summit was taking place, and British Council felt that there was more to this project, and they wanted to develop it more. And so I was asked to then take it further and see where it would go. Okay. As a result, I've been working closely with, well, firstly, we started off with over 2,000 young people signed up to an online forum. Now, I mean, you can probably tell me this as well, but developing online communities is not easy, especially when you have to manage, you know, way over 2,000 people. But also, the important thing for me was that the quality of interaction just wasn't there. I mean, there was lots of questions, but there weren't any serious discussions going on. So what I did, I picked out a core group from these 11 countries, so that basically from Morocco all the way across and including Palestinian territories and including Kuwait, and basically we worked with a core group from those countries in the UK, so making a total of about 35 people, to develop a conversation online using a very simple platform, a PHP one, which is accessible by everyone and very easy to use for many of the users. And we just started to seed some questions to find out what people really thought about, you know, freedom of speech, gender empowerment through ICT, and so on. But as the conversation started to unfold, it became more and more clear that the discussions weren't necessarily, or didn't necessarily have to be about ICT. They were very much about the day in, day out issues that young people face in these countries, such as freedom of speech or the censorship of their web access, but also things like, you know, the Danish cartoons which erupted and created a very huge political, you know, situation, only the Danish government, but for a lot of governments around the world. And then that was closely followed by an incident which was reported on by one of our participants from Morocco and Palestinian territories, where the British Council offices in the Palestinian territories were bombed. And we've got live images almost being sent to us via the community site. So Reach Out is sort of born out of an initial involvement with the World Summit, but is now leading us into very much real stories from real people.
And you bring these young people together, don't you, and hold sessions and guide
yeah,
them through
right.
like learning processes and...
That's correct. I mean, what we do is we bring them face-to-face. So we develop those online conversations by bringing people face-to-face and taking them through a bit of a training workshop. So the recent one that we had in January was about taking the guys through the elements required to develop a sustainable project.
Okay.
So that's taking that initial spark of inspiration that you might have and turning it into something tangible. So we took them through how to write clear objectives, how to write a marketing communication strategy, how to develop a project by using project management skills that Oxfam brought in, but also looked at how do you write a sponsorship proposal, and then develop that into concrete proposals, which the group did at the end of the recent workshop. So now we have three project streams that they're working on. But also we brought in the element of technology, you know, and looking at what's happening, what's new out there. So they were introduced to Second Life, but also Wikipedia and how to use that in conjunction with existing projects. We also introduced them to the Reach Out weblog, which is the reachout-project.org, and where we've got podcasts on that, which... web chat facility, we've also got the Flickr, etc. We've got video footage on there. What this enables us to do is, because the Reach Out community is over 150 people, we couldn't invite all of them to the UK or to wherever we were going to meet. So we're trying to make it possible for those who couldn't attend to have the same interaction with the themes or the project ideas as the people on the ground there in front of us. And we used the weblog, which was developed by our colleagues in Active Media, to really enhance the experience of everyone, really, and also maintain that sustainable interaction between the group as a whole.
So how many young people have you done the Reach Out project with, that face-to-face stuff?
Well, the face-to-face stuff, we've done it with a total of about 50 young people who are representative of the Reach Out community. And what they do is they take their newfound skills or knowledge and feed it back into the network. And this is fed back either through discussion online or through face-to-face meetings within their own countries with colleagues from the Reach Out community.
Brilliant. So what's the kind of future then for you guys at Reach Out? You know, you're starting to bring people together, you have an established online forum, you're using these technologies to kind of use as feeders, you know, to keep the conversation going almost. But how do you see Reach Out developing in the future?
Well, as you can see, I mean, the Reach Out model is pretty straightforward, and it can be quite quickly replicated if necessary. I'm hoping, and we are in talks with other organizations to do this, is to replicate this model into the whole of Africa, maybe Southeast Asia, but also try and develop wider links to Europe as well as the UK. And in doing so, we can enhance this idea of cultural dialogue and make it very real, because that's one of the big issues, cultural dialogue. You know, it's not very tangible, but it's turning it into something tangible, which is the key, I think.
Definitely.
That makes Reach Out different.
Yeah, I love the project, man, and I found you on the weblog, and it's a very exciting and dynamic project, like I said, and it's kind of almost, like you said, the model could be scalable across all cultures, but could be scaled up as well as down, and hopefully people will, you know, listening to this podcast, we'll go and check you out. But we're going to have to wrap this up here. I'd just like to thank you for taking the time to speak to Media Snackers, because it's been really interesting. Thank you.
No, thank you, DK.
You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.